Standing side by side, they looked like a vaudeville comedy team. Murrow, the elegant and sophisticated straight man. Shearer, the dim and pratfalling sidekick. Rarely have appearances been more deceiving. When the two men joined forces in 1937, Edward R. Murrow, who by the end of World War II would be the popular embodiment of the best in American journalism, was only 29 years old and didn't have a day of real journalistic experience to his credit. But he was tall, lean, and likable, and there was genius in him, or at least startling precocity, and darkness, too. Then William L. Shearer. Though almost as tall as Murrow, he somehow appeared short and dumpy. He was only 4 years older than Murrow, but his sandy hair was already receding at an alarming rate, and what was left was wispy and ill-combed. He wore a small, mannered mustache. His glasses were thick and metal-rimmed, and he had a blind eye, the result of a skiing incident in 1932. There was little elegance in Shearer, except for his mind, and pretensions. Murrow strove to create a bon vivant's persona, but it was Shearer who actually loved and lived the good life, who savored fine food and wine, who appreciated and pursued into deep old age beautiful women. For Murrow, the farther he traveled from his rural origins, the more he seemed to want to return to his roots, or the more guilty he felt for not doing so. He was not an especially deep thinker or voracious reader. Shearer, on the other hand, was an experienced foreign correspondent who cultivated intellectuals. He despaired whenever he took Murrow to a fancy restaurant in Paris or Geneva. And Murrow ordered scrambled eggs. Despite all their differences, or because of them, Ed Murrow and Bill Shearer were, for a few intense years, closer to each other than either would ever be to anyone else, wives and lovers included. Theirs was an extraordinary friendship, and when it shattered a decade later, the shattering would haunt them both for the rest of their lives.